Hello everyone. Today's little message here titled Guide for a Victorious Life. I'm going to read from Philippians chapter 4 verses 8 and 9. It's known to most of you, but it's good to refresh our memories. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is an excellence and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, Paul is writing here, practice these things and the God of peace shall be with you. The Apostle Paul sets forth in memorable words, the guide to a victorious life. He encourages the believers in Philippi and everywhere to keep on thinking and doing what is morally and spiritually excellent. This involves centering their minds on these principles and putting into practice what they have learned from Paul's teaching and his exemplary life. We have before us six important virtues listed in this verse, which should guide us in our thinking. Before we look at them more deeply in our devotion, we need to know these qualities are found and fully exemplified in our Lord Jesus Christ as the perfect man when he was here on earth. These virtues are reproduced by the Holy Spirit in all who have been saved and made partakers of the divine nature. Given the atmosphere that we are living in nowadays, the Lord calls on each and every Christian and exhorts them to keep on thinking and doing what is morally and spiritually right. This involves centering our minds on exalted things and putting into practice what we learn from the Word of God. I just wanted to refresh your memories of these particularly important virtues, especially during, as I said before, these difficult and trying times. He says first, whatever things are true. What it tells me, whatever things are honest, valid, if you will please, and reliable. This is the character of God and should characterize all believers. In Romans 3:4, it says, let God be found true, though every man be found a liar, as it is written, that you may be justified in your words, and may overcome when you are judged. Christians are to be truthful and honest in their dealings. The second thing, briefly, whatever things are honorable or noble, the word tells me to live in such a way, not to engage in senseless disputes and discussions that lead to nothing, nowhere, or unholy conversations. As redeemed people, we need to be dignified, sensible, sound in faith, in love, and also in perseverance. The New King James says, as for the saints who are on earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all God's delight. The third one says, whatever things are just or are right. In this context, the word means here righteous and suggests being equitable and fair dealings with others. Righteous thoughts will produce excellent social attitudes. When we display a right and just attitude, others respect us and God honors us. May the Lord help us to be these people. I know you are, and I know you will continue In the fourth one, he says, whatever things are pure, may the Lord guard our thoughts and minds to keep ourselves clean from the pollution of this world. There's a lot outside, unpure, very, very wicked world around us. So may the Lord help us to keep the purity of our life, which is totally absent from our society. Let's keep ourselves separated from the pollution of this world and lead a pure and honest and just life that honors our Savior. Again, when I was reading there, I saw the fifth word says, whatever things are lovely. We thank God for that. Someone said, a Christian without love is like a ship without a rudder. Love should be the driving force of all our relationships. The Lord tells us in John 13, 34 and 35, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. And finally, whatever things are of good report. And he mentions good repute. This has to do with anything that is good to speak about. We need always, may the Lord help us to seek God's help, to guard our tongues and protect our brothers and sisters, touching their reputation. If there is any virtue or any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, let our mind dwell on these things. Friends, the Lord wanted to remind us how should we live during these last days. Evil is raging, and the enemies of good and God are persecuting and mocking Christ and Christianity. And they do that without shame. Imagine. If we are to persevere, we need to practice these virtues and live a life worthy of our calling. The days are getting to be more evil. Are we to duck under? May God forbid, we will stand united and fight till the final victory. Let's keep fighting. I found these words in one of my books, The Virtues of a True Believer, and I hope this will encourage you. I'm going to read from this book. The Christian sees through kinder eyes like Jesus. He gives from a bigger heart like God. He speaks with purer tongue like Christ. He serves with more willing hands like Jesus. He walks with a greater faith like his Lord. He loves with Christ's love like the Father in heaven. He thinks with a spiritual mind like Christ. He sees the needs of others with a compassionate view like Jesus. He heals the wounds of others with love like his Master. The Christian is different only when Jesus rules his life. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.